We approach 4 o'clock on this All-Star Tuesday. That's right. The National League All-Stars, the American League All-Stars, the Midsummer Classic tonight. A game that as a child I used to love, a game as a 20-year-old I used to love. Remember when it mattered because home field advantage was on the line?
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, me too. I love the All-Star game. More on that a little bit later on, but we retreated to some shocking, maybe shocking's too strong, I guess mildly surprising breaking NFL news today. If you haven't heard, and hello SNY, Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers, who I think has openly flirted with the fact that maybe he should be on another team next year.
Right.
He has played 4 years in the NFL. He's 26 years old. He's never been a Pro Bowler, but he's damn good. Has demanded a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. He is due to make $14 million this season, and he does not plan on playing that. So he's informed San Francisco, I'm not showing up to training camp. Trade me. Number one, you think that's a good strategy?
Yeah, because he can play it right now. There's nothing at stake right now. Training camp is a week away for most teams, and so Brandon Ayuk is laying it on hard to the 49ers in hopes that they move him before other teams go to training camp. The challenge is teams have their roster set already. Now, is Brandon Ayuk an upgrade? Sure, but he's an upgrade, but then you got to also pay him.
Right.
So I know what he's attempting to do, and it's all stems from the fact that the 49ers are not giving him or agreeing to give him the extension that he wants. Most top-end wide receivers at this stage are making anywhere between $25, $26 to $30 million. And so by Brandon Ayuk looking at that, you know, trend, he's underpaid by half.
Right.
Because he thinks he's one of the top wide receivers. And by the way, he probably is. He doesn't have the statistics and the accolades.
The situation to back it has up. Led to that, though.
But look at his team.
Exactly. He goes on a different roster. I agree with you. I think he put up massive numbers.
100%. But there, I mean, Debo is there, and Kittle's got to eat, and Christian McCaffrey's got to get all his touches. It's just he's never going to have that 1,500-yard season and be the most important player on that team, and he knows that. And so he wants to go elsewhere. One, so he can become that player, but I also so he can get paid. He's not going to get paid in San Francisco. He knows that. They know that. It's just a matter of whether or not they amicably come to a solution, much like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was in this exact situation, except Tyreek Hill did it a year before he was a free agent.
Right.
And he did it in the offseason. And so agent, team, talked. This is in Kansas City at this point. They said, look, we know you can't pay me. My client, we can't pay Tyreek Hill, so get value now. And they did. And the Dolphins benefited from it, and Kansas City Chiefs, they were okay without him.
Well, when you bring up the Tyreek Hill thing, and even Debo Samuel who demanded a trade, the thing that sort of surprises me is the timing of it.
Yeah.
Because you are on the precipice of training camp beginning.
It's too late.
That's how it feels. It feels too late to make this kind of demand because you just said it, a lot of rosters are set. And if you're San Francisco, are you really making that kind of monster change and deletion from your roster on a year in which it's Super Bowl or bust? That's where you're at when you're losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, would you ever acquiesce and make this deal? And I would lean towards it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but you also can't afford to have a disgruntled Brandon Ayuk.
Well, you're going to.
I know.
I mean, isn't that where they're headed?
But then that just it creates this negative feel going forward.
Yes.
It almost undercuts the chance of getting back to the Super Bowl and doing something.
Now, let's talk a little locally. And very coincidentally, I'm wearing a t-shirt today. I'm wearing this t-shirt today because I'm feeling very football-y today. I'm wearing this t-shirt today because it's very comfortable. And I'm wearing this t-shirt today because even though Jalen Brunson is indeed the king of New York City, it's temporary. Because I am wearing a t-shirt, Tiki, that you can see on SNY, but for the radio audience, would you like to describe my t-shirt?
Yes,
today?
I see the Empire State Building with a B on it. Oh, that's an 8. That was a B. With an 8 on it. Aaron Rodgers looming over the Statue of Liberty.
That's right.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
The city skyline.
With a crown on.
A crown
He's
on.
The king.
Yeah.
We're going to rise again.
There's more buildings on that shirt than there were snaps played by Aaron Rodgers.
Touche, sir. Touche. He's got a lot to prove.
Four more years.
You get all those digs in. That's completely fine. But Here's where I lean towards when I hear a story like this.
Okay, Ayuk, you mean.
Brandon Ayuk. I'll tell you why I mention this and why it all comes together.
Oh,
so Brandon Ayuk is available.
I got
And the first reaction we all have is we think about the local teams, okay? Mm-hmm. We got a Giant fan on hold. He wants to ask you about Ayuk to the Giants. We will get to him in a few minutes. He's waited all show, and I appreciate that.
He called before we were talking about it.
That's right. That's right. And you should answer that question, and Matt should ask it. So give me a few minutes. But let's start with the Jets. The reason I lean towards not pursuing a trade for Brandon Ayuk, despite him being 26 years old, despite the fact that long-term, Brandon Ayuk can be a part of your roster for a longer period of time than Devontae Adams, who, while he's still in the prime of his career, is now in his 30s. The reason why, even though my brain would tell me Ayuk over Devontae Adams, the reason why I stick with Devontae Adams is this guy on my team.
Right. Aaron Rodgers wants Devontae Adams.
Yes!
Aaron Rodgers might enjoy playing with Brandon Ayuk, but he doesn't necessarily want Brandon Ayuk.
And look, for the time being, and this is a couple of years, maybe it's the 4 years Aaron described, maybe it's only one more year. I have no idea. You want your quarterback to be on the same page as you. And so I apologize to the Jet fan who's going to whip out all the stats and all the reasons why pursuing a deal for Brandon Ayuk makes more sense than Devontae Adams. You may not be wrong, but one thing that's really, really important that I have to take into account is what the quarterback wants.
Yeah.
And that relationship and that chemistry that they already have is very, very valuable. So while Ayuk would be a tremendous addition to this team, and I got no ill will towards Brandon Ayuk, if I'm Joe Douglas, I don't even know if I'm bothering on this.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm the Jets, I wouldn't. Because now you like, I don't know what his mindset is. I don't know who Brandon Ayuk is as a person. I don't think I've ever met him. I've seen him play, obviously, but I haven't called one of his games. So I haven't had one of those intimate, like, interactions with what he means to this team. But I also know that this is kind of odd diva behavior right before the start of a season.
Oh, so you don't like that?
I don't. If he had done this a month ago or 2 months ago when he was flirting with fine. All good. Like, go try to get yours because guess what? Everybody else is trying to get yours. I don't understand why he waited so long. I don't know why he pushed this all the way till. I mean, we're a week away from training camp.
I know. It's
and
terrible
so
timing.
It's extraordinarily disruptive to the team he's likely going to be on.
Right.
The 49ers.
Well, the Niners so far, and this is the indication since this announcement came out, Mike Garofolo tweeted it about 5 hours ago, all indications are they're not moving him.
Of course.
And they're rejecting teams who call up and say, hey, we're interested in Brandon Ayuk. Like, there was one report earlier today that the Patriots were one of those teams. And the Niners said, no, we're not doing it. So as of right now, and I tend to agree with you, they're not trading him.
Yeah, I hate the timing of this. I'm not begrudging him, but he should have done it. Because I felt like this was whispering around about 2 months ago. Like, he understood.
Well, what did he do on social media with the Commanders? Didn't he, like, flirt with the Washington
Commanders? Yeah, there was something that was around the draft, I believe, and it was something about the quarterback or...
He was also watching their film.
Yeah,
like, he was filming himself watching their film.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, like, this is not surprising. It's just surprising that he decided to do this right before training camp. And, you know, if it works out for him and he ends up getting traded, great. But I don't think he's getting traded.
Well,
and so what's going to happen is he's going to be a very publicly disgruntled good player on a team that has Super Bowl aspirations.
By the way, my opinion may have just flip-flopped.
Why?
Break the glass, baby.
Is he traded?
No, something happened. Adam Schefter has just tweeted.
Go ahead.
A statement from Devontae Adams' agents.
Oh.
Kenny Chapman and Frank Bauer regarding the recent trade talk surrounding their client. And by the way, the recent trade talk, let's give credit where credit is due. The recent trade talk is Boomer. I mean, and I love Boomer. Boomer earned back his credibility with the whole vaccine mandate thing. Remember that thing, Loogie? I said it. Boomer got that right. I will defend him on every breaking news story, even though he may have messed up the Admirals. So Boomer brought up the other day, this guy's going to be a New York Jet.
Yep.
And a lot of it was based on, or the reason it was brought up was Rodgers made the comment, can't wait to play with Devontae again.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall made a comment to Kay Adams, basically.
Like he was already on the team.
Yeah, alluding to him basically being on the team.
Yeah, we'll all get our touches. We'll all be good.
That's right.
What?
Boomer says it's going to happen. I asked you, hey, what's your opinion? You're like, yeah, it's probably going to happen. So all of that has led to Kenny Chapman and Frank Bauer, Devontae Adams' agents, releasing a statement through Adam Schefter. This is baseless, unfounded speculation, and Devontae is expected to be with the Raiders as there has been absolutely no trade talk, period. Oh.
But if there's a trade, would they tell his agent?
Well, no, because I think he'd have to agree to it, right? If it's force-feeding
to the Jets. I don't think he has.
I don't think he has to agree to it. It's just that you would want him on the same page in case you're giving him a new contract.
I think you're thinking about this the wrong way.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers said he can't wait to play with Devontae Adams again. Devontae Adams' agent is saying he's not going to get traded at all. You're assuming Aaron Rodgers is here past this year?
Oh, stop.
What if things went awry with the Jets early on?
You're turning this into Aaron Rodgers to Vegas again?
Rodgers is... Now we have Devontae Adams saying he's not going. Rodgers is the only one who publicly said he can't wait to play with him. Well, there's a way you can play with him again.
Rodgers,
go there.
Rodgers started this, okay? I will absolutely admit that, okay? Rodgers started the rumors by making that comment.
Yes.
Now, some have, and I don't agree with this, but some have suggested that when Aaron Rodgers, and by the way, as I'm saying this, can you pull the audio of Aaron Rodgers making the comments?
It was at American Century, right?
It was at American Century. I know it's not going to pop up in 10 seconds, so I'll give you time here. So we can hear it and analyze it a little bit. But one of the suggestions was when Aaron Rodgers said, I can't wait to play with Devontae Adams again, he didn't mean football, he meant golf.
Yeah.
People, I did not take it that way.
I didn't take it that way at all. I thought, look, Aaron Rodgers is so meticulous with how he says things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intentional. It's on purpose.
Yeah.
He's I don't know if he's intentionally trying to manipulate us, or I think he's just very smart at mastering media and how media is going to interpret anything he says. And so the way he says it, if I remember correctly, is, oh, he's a great player, blah, 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 blah. I can't wait to play with him.
Right.
And then he like takes a little pregnant pause, and then says again.
Right.
And so, like, there's a lot to interpret from how he said it.
So here is the audio. Great job by the fellas. This is American Century last week, and this is really what started all of this. I think Boomer brought it to the next level. Maybe I'm giving my coworker too much credit, but I do think he deserves a lot of it. But Aaron Rodgers started it by making this comment.
What's up? Do you think Luke Getsy's going to utilize Devontae Adams good in the new Raiders offense?
I love Luke Getsy. He's a fantastic coach.
Awesome.
And I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him again.
Great. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
How's your game?
Now, he's asked about Luke Getsy and how he's going to use Devontae Adams. Does anyone take that as golf?
No. He's talking football. That's all he's talking about.
How about you, contrarian over there? Don't you take that as football?
I absolutely do. I think this is Rodgers stirring up something for no reason. He just created a Raider problem for them that they didn't need. I'm sure he wants to play with Devontae Adams again.
No, and I'm sure Joe Douglas would like to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kind of wrinkle that led to this speculation that led to his agents having to come out was the fact that on the wide receiver show, which I'm going to watch a little bit of it on vacation, especially on the planes I have to be on.
The Netflix show, right?
Yeah. He appeared to be very unhappy in Las Vegas. But I also think that's probably unfair because reacting on the field and being unhappy, I don't think necessarily means you're going to demand a trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at what his quarterback situation is right now. It's Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is a good player, but he's not Aaron Rodgers.
He's QB 33.
Exactly. No, you're right. If all 32 are out, the next guy up who can win you some games is Gardner Minshew.
I want to ask Lugie a question, but I'm afraid he's not going to give an honest answer because he's going to think about himself and he's not going to answer it honestly. So I'm afraid because he's the future and he kind of has to keep in mind that. I was going to say, you know that I've had like a love-hate relationship with believing Boomer Esiason rumors and not believing Boomer Esiason rumors. Like, I was mad at him about a few things. And then he was so right about the Band-Aid being listed. I was really happy. And I said, Boomer knows everything. If Boomer gets this wrong, do we turn on him again and say he's got no credibility? Or do we stick with him and stay loyal? And can you be honest in answering that question?
I can be honest. We stick with him and we be loyal. I think when it comes to stuff, especially with that team, he's plugged in.
You think he's plugged in?
With the Jets? Yeah.
This is where
he played for them.
This is where, if you really want to have fun, you'd play the clip. The Admirals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was the Commanders. That was Washington. He didn't play for the Commanders. He played for the Jets. By the way, is there any shot here that the agent... Nobody cares about tampering. Mm-hmm. We know that. But is this Devontae's camp going, there's been some tampering. Let's just throw that out there so that people get away from that. And then when the trade happens...
Maybe.
The trade happens.
Maybe.
Right?
This also could be Rodgers sending a message to the Jets. Maybe he wanted this done a while ago. Like, you didn't get it done. I told you I wanted my guy. Now I'm going to say this. I was already in Egypt during your mini camp. Don't mess with me. I run this team.
But ultimately, it's up to the Raiders. Like, and it's up to Davante Adams a little bit. Like, you can push your pressure on a team the way Brandon Ayuk is trying.
Exactly. He could Ayuk this, but he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think Davante Adams is that kind of, he's not that kind of negotiator.
Yeah. He can Ayuk this.
He can Ayuk this. Yeah. By the way, speaking of Brandon Ayuk, because my point about 12 minutes ago, rewind on the Odyssey app, was I'm not interested because I got to stay focused on Davante Adams, who Aaron wants.
Yeah.
If Davante Adams isn't available, does that pivot back to at least trying to get Brandon Ayuk? Here's the problem that the Jets have to answer. The New York Jets, on opening day of the baseball season, these two things are now going to be linked forever. On opening day, while Jeff McNeil was getting punked out by Rhys Hoskins, the Jets made a major trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you remember this?
I do.
They made a big trade. And that guy that they acquired was only available because he was unhappy about his contract.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Hassan Reddick.
Hassan Reddick, no shows camp, wants his new contract. The Jets haven't budged. And now if they want to trade and sign Brandon Ayuk, they got to sign him. Meanwhile, they won't sign Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if they would be open to that second part of things. Acquiring Brandon Ayuk is one thing. Allowing the contract extension that, to go on, which that, they haven't done
but
with
that,
Reddick.
That was my
else.
Original problem with this, with Brandon Ayuk's standpoint. One, because it's so late, and it just really hamstrings the 49ers. But also, whichever team would think about reaching out and trading for you now has to sign you. And so all of this team building, and again, it's a small problem because you have a month to figure it out before the start of the regular season. But you haven't been here the whole offseason. You're going somewhere new. You got to learn the new quarterback, new situations, new all that stuff. And that team's got to find the cap space to sign you to this extension that you want. Because they're not going to trade for the Raiders problem.
No.
They're not going to trade and get you and pay you $14 million a year and have you bitch for the rest of the season because you want $30
million.
No. So it's not ideal. It's not. It's actually not very well conceived. The demand for the trade right now. If you had done it 2 months ago, it would have actually had a more likelihood of getting finished.
There's more pressing matters off this, Evan. When did you say the Reddick trade happened again?
On opening day when Jeff McNeil got, punked out by Rhys Hoskins. Mm. It's all connected. Day Loogie stabbed me in the back. It's all the same day.
Mm-hmm. No, but hold on, though.
Go ahead.
What do you call yourself when we talk baseball? I forget.
An IBO?
IBO. You're not an IBO. You're not an IBO, and
what
you just proved it, and I'm not going to let you slide.
What?
Because the Jets did not trade for Hassan Reddick on baseball's opening day.
Yes, they did.
No.
On Mets opening day.
On Mets opening day, because they were rained out. The rest of the league opened the day before, you IBO loser.
Oh, come on.
That just shows you cannot be independent. Refer to that as baseball opening day. That was not. It was the day after baseball's opening day.
It was his opening day. Evan's opening day.
It was the day in which...
It was the Mets opening day, baseball's.
It was a very memorable day.
Very independent of you.
Me and Spike had a really real fight.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Tommy Lugauer really stabbed me in the back.
Generational talent.
And the Jets traded for Hassan Reddick. It was all on the same day.
Yeah, the Yankees were already 1-0 when Hassan Reddick was an Eagle. So
you're being very sensitive.
No, I'm just pointing out. No IBO nonsense.
Don't you want to hear from a Giant fan who wants to know if the Giants should trade for Brandon Ayuk? Mm. Matt Long Island has waited basically the entire show. So, Matt, the floor is yours, sir.
Matt, why did you decide to call before we were talking about this?
Because I saw the news break and was curious for you guys' opinion. Just to clarify, also, I'm a Jet fan. I'm a Giant fan. So this is not fandom push.
I get you.
But first off, for the Jets, I think it absolutely no sense. Financially, it won't line up with Garrett Wilson, Sauce, all those guys. Mm-hmm. So you can immediately cross that off the list. Now, if you're Joe Shane, you've been talking about Daniel Jones being your guy, right?
Yep.
So why wouldn't you go all in, get him the number one receiver to pair with the high-end draft pick and start to put the actual playmakers around the guy?
I mean, in theory, you would. The question is, what's it going to cost you? And is it at the expense of a guy like Wan'Dale Robinson?
Yeah.
And so who you did draft, or Jalen Hyatt, who you did draft. So I think the challenge for the Giants, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a good fit, because actually it probably would be for the Giants. It's the like giving up on these draft picks before you've had a chance to see if they're going to pan out. And then also, as I said,
agreed.
You got to sign him. And he's going to want $30 million a year, and I don't think you can do that.
I mean, 100% agreed. That said, you can't wait around for these guys to develop to see if Jones is it. And if you're ever going to make that push in year three for Shane, I feel like this has to be it. How many GMs in the league get year four to, you know, reselect the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion is they are going to get year four. I mean, I just think they are, but that's just my opinion here. It's neither here nor there. But I think it's really hard to, at this stage, to inject a new person in and then also have to pay him.
Yeah, I don't.
Again, if you don't pay him, you're just trading for the same Raiders problem. A disgruntled, underpaid wide receiver.
The Niners problem, but I get your point.
I mean, Niners problem. Yeah. Niners problem.
Here's why I would disagree and agree with your opinion on this. Like, this whole evaluate Daniel Jones thing, we've already evaluated Daniel Jones. This is about Daniel Jones staying healthy. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, and I'm trying to remember. Yeah, you were here when we talked about this.
If Daniel Jones is healthy, he'll be here. If he's not, he's not.
That's what it comes down to. They've already greatly improved that room. I mean, drafting Malik Nabers as high as they did, and certainly the promise that he has, another year of Jalen Hyatt, another year of Wandell Robinson being healthy. Like, I'm not saying it's the best room in the NFL, and obviously Ayuk could make him better, but I don't think it's worth the salary you have to give him and the picks you have to give up. And I wouldn't do it because I need to evaluate Daniel Jones, which is Matt's main point. Like, that wouldn't be my reason. No. I would do it if I think he's an incredible talent, and I don't mind giving up the capital, and I don't mind paying him the money it's going to take. But I already think their room has gone from 32nd in the NFL to 22nd in the NFL. And it could be better than that if those kids I just mentioned are even better than we can imagine.
I think that's the real, you know, bottom line here, is that the room is better. Daniel Jones, if he's healthy, will have so many more opportunities to make big plays, because that's what they couldn't do.
Yeah.
They just couldn't make big plays happen. They had five or six from the wide receiving group last year.
I am so curious what Sean thinks, because Sean used to host a Giants podcast, but now I think he still does a Giants podcast.
Yeah, we're back. One Giant Step has been rebirthed, and you will catch the episode tomorrow morning.
Really?
Kevin Hard Knocks.
So you got canceled, then you came back?
Okay. Look, when there's a demand for more Ash, we give them to him.
Well, good for you. Do you want to trade for Brandon Ayuk?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to be paying him and Burns. Like,
are you satisfied with the wide receiver room?
I actually think the wide receiver room has a real chance to be top 15 in the league this year.
Yeah. I think it does, too. Yeah. I wouldn't put it there quite yet.
No, not yet.
No, they still got to prove it. Because, I mean, you got a rookie.
Of course, and I think people forget, like, Hyatt was thought to be a first-rounder at one point last year. We saw some flashes, and Wandell, like, I'm really high on the upside. You're right. They haven't proved it, but I'm buying the upside before I'm paying Ayuk 30 mil.
Andrew on Long Island. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on? Big fan. You know, we're talking about all this, you know, Davante Adams trade to the Jets, but, like, why can't we just focus on the current roster that we have? The wide receiver room is really good. Like, people are forgetting that we've got Mike Williams, who, when healthy, is one of the better receivers in the league.
But he hasn't been healthy.
Why do we need? All right, but you can't. So then why would the Jets go out and get a guy like him? Like, you can't justify that. You have to think that he's going to be healthy, and that when he is healthy, he is one of the better wide receivers in the league. And honestly, to me, it just seems insulting to even think about getting Davante Adams when you have young guy like Garrett Wilson.
The only reason I could tell you firsthand, because I have never been, when we talked about Davante a year ago, I was never, they have to go get him. Mm-hmm. The reason I've warmed up to it is this idea that Aaron wants him and Davante wants to be here.
Yeah,
and if you've got that great connection that want to be together, I would make it happen. But do I think they need Davante Adams like it's a must? No, I don't think they need to. I think their wide receiver room is good enough, especially with Garrett Wilson getting the opportunity to play with a real, real quarterback for a change.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like they do need another veteran producer, the Jets.
Even if Mike Williams is healthy?
Well, if he's healthy, no.
Okay.
But he's coming off a knee injury.
No, I understand.
And so after that, after Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson, it's Xavier Gibson, it's Malachi Corley, it's Alan Lazard, it's Jason Brownlee, Irving. Tell me when you're
Malachi Corley, though, could be awesome.
Could be, but tell me when you're, like, really excited. Irving Charles, Malik Taylor.
Oh, no, I'm not excited.
So that's my point.
But they have a legitimate number one wide receiver.
Of course they do. But in football, it's really easy to take away number ones.
Sure.
It's increasingly, it's become easier. And so you got to have the compliment. And maybe that compliment's Breece Hall. You run the ball 25 times or give him 25 touches a game because it's most likely to be out of the backfield as well as a pass catcher. But there isn't a ton of, like, Aaron Rodgers has so many weapons and these guys are proven NFL commodities. You got one right now that you can truly count on from a pass receiver standpoint. And then obviously, you know, the tight end room, but it's not super special.
Yeah, you heard Tiki mention the Jets depth chart, and it is very normal for us as diehard Jet fans, diehard Giant fans, to almost forget. Like, this is the time of year in which you almost got to remind yourself because training camp's about to start, and you're starting to forget, oh, did that guy go there? Did that guy go there? That's why when we come back, we have the debut of a brand new game, and it's an educational game. It's a game called New Team Who Dat, in which Tiki Barber will be the host, and we will try to remember and guess where players are now residing. Because a lot has happened since free agency started in April. And you'll also get to hear our brand new theme song for the segment aptly called New Team Who Dat.
No. Because when you do hear the theme song, you're going to realize that Evan, the guy that named the segment, just got it wrong. It's New Team Who Dis.
Oh, New Team Who Dis. Yeah, my apologies.
Not Who Dat. It's Who Dis.
I'm sorry.
He's getting sainty over there. That's a New Orleans Saints thing.
It's a sainty thing. I'm also like, forgot.
Are the Saints on my list?
Because this brilliant idea that we had was like 2 months ago.
Oh, the Saints are on my list.
Oh, good. So the name of the segment is New Team Who Dis. Kind of like New Phone Who Dis. I'm telling you, this brainchild came back in April. So it's, you know, it's a long time coming. We're very excited. And, of course, more of your phone calls at 888-808-1019. And some very exciting news from Tommy Lugauer's favorite online website. Awful Announcing made a very big announcement today that's going to please some of us and piss a lot of us off, including one guy in particular. So this is the portion of the radio program where we're going to be a little educational. And I thought about this because every offseason, the NBA offseason, the baseball offseason, the football offseason, we obviously really remember what our teams did. Like, no Knicks fan is going to forget that they traded for Mikal Bridges. No Jet fan is going to forget trading for Hassan Redick, right?
Mm-hmm.
It happened. It's a big part of the offseason.
Right.
But you sort of forget the other moves that were made, and you almost need a refresher, especially if you're playing fantasy football, like almost a refresher course on, where'd that guy go?
Yep.
Is that guy on this team? Is that guy on that team? So we figured with training camp right around the corner, we would play a game, and we'll see if it's any fun. It's one of those things where we're giving it a try. It's the middle of the summer. Let's see what happens. But I can promise you this. Even if the game isn't fun, you'll love our theme song for a brand new segment called New Team Who Dis?
New Team Who Dis? New Team Who Dis? New Team Who Dis.
That's right. New Team Who Dis.
Is this an Evan Roberts original? How did you do it? AI?
That's not important. Why do I have to? You like Al Dukes. You want to lift up the curtain and find out what our plans are.
I just wanted to find out. All right, you guys ready for this? Because I went over a lot of these.
Yes.
And most of them I remembered after I saw.
Interesting.
But if you had asked me, hey, where is this guy? Mm-hmm. I would not have known.
So Tiki is the host because he's the NFL analyst. He actually now knows it. He has to get ready for the start.
And
of the
I
season.
Should have known this stuff already.
Absolutely. Sean and I will compete. We'll each take a turn at this. Mm-hmm. If neither of us get it, Loogie as the future can steal it from both of us.
Nice.
Now, I have already read betting lines that Sean is actually a favorite in this game.
Wow. I will not get a single one wrong.
Get a single one wrong.
Not a single one
did
wrong.
Did you study?
No, I didn't study.
You
study
can't for this. Study,
no,
bro.
No, you're misunderstood. As much as I love my Yankees, my Rangers, my Nets, all of that, football intricacies, nobody beats me.
Great. So do I get to pick who goes first?
I was going to flip a coin, but I think you should
have
decided.
All right, I'm going
to go first.
And since Sean is so confident and cocky, you get to go first, Sean.
What do you got, Tiki? Do you want to ask Rondé?
Please. Rondé would know this one.
Oh.
Please tell me where wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson is now playing.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh. I can get one of them wrong. Formerly of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, he is with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who told you that?
Nobody.
You just looked it up.
Are you serious?
Looked it up.
No, I didn't.
You had to have just looked it up. You are correct.
Get me on camera. I didn't look at the single thing.
You are correct.
I was going to guess the Jaguars. Can you look behind his screen, Luke, and make sure he's not cheating? In fact, you know what? I'll fix it. Come into the studio.
Mm.
Fine.
Yeah, you got to be in here in 22 minutes anyway.
That's right.
Well, now, he might be able to see my papers.
I want you to sit. No, he can't see your papers. I want you to sit next to Grimace with the microphone.
Oh,
damn it. I'm screwed. I got to tell you, I got that one wrong. I admit it to you. I'm not that confident because the way this always works, and baseball too. I know you're like, wow, baseball is your favorite sport and all that. I would have the same struggle in baseball right before spring training. I do my studying. I do my rechecks. I think I may get everyone wrong.
I could tell you how I knew that. Remember that?
How?
Cordell Patterson to the Steelers.
Because in the Madden trailer, it was him and Justin Fields doing a dual kick return together.
That's right, because they want him to return kicks.
All right.
Which is not going to happen.
1-0. Go ahead.
Where's Mac Jones again?
I know this one. Jaguars.
Good job, Ev.
Bang,
good job,
baby.
Ev. Good job, Ev.
Fantastic.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
We're going to be honest with each other.
Right. Yes, I did.
I was honest. I did not remember Cordarrelle Patterson.
Back in 2019, Shaq Barrett had 19 and a half sacks for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But where is he playing in 2024?
Ooh, it's a good one. This is a good one. Shaq Barrett.
Stumped him.
I hope so, at
least. Stumped him.
I believe that Shaq Barrett is now with the Denver Broncos.
Damn!
Go ahead.
I guess. I know I'm going to guess. I want to preface this by
I
have no idea. So you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wrong.
Damn it!
All right.
Shaq Barrett is currently with the Miami Dolphins.
Oh crap! I should know that.
Oh wait. By the way, where is Odell Beckham Jr. playing this
year?
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a bonus one we both got right.
Damn you! You gave him all the easy ones.
Yes, that was an easy one. All right.
Shifting around a lot all over the place.
Wait, whose turn is it?
It doesn't matter. I'm just throwing them out
there. I got Odell Beckham Jr., so I'm 2-for-2.
Wait, I yelled Odell.
I'll let you go, Sean.
All right.
Where's Joe Mixon playing football? Previously of the Cincinnati
Houston
Bengals.
Texans.
That's right. Good job.
Didn't even miss a beat on that
one. Didn't miss it. You should know this one, Evan.
I love when you preface it with that.
John Franklin Myers, formerly of the Jets.
Yes. Now. Denver Broncos.
It is. You guys are good.
All right.
This is good.
I actually feel very fortunate that I'm 3-for-3.
Right.
But I'm 3-for-3, damn it.
Wait, where's Jordan Whitehead playing?
Jordan Whitehead. This is for me?
This is for you. He was a Jet.
I'm aware he's a Jet.
This is your Shaq Barrett. You get Odell, you get this one.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you happen to know?
I believe the Titans.
No.
Wow. That doesn't count as a loss.
That's a loss.
Well, you tried to steal it from
Jordan Whitehead is currently a safety for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow. Okay.
This one's a little convoluted, Sean.
All right.
Because Marcus Mariota was on the Falcons.
And he quit.
Exactly. But he ended up finishing this season on the Eagles. But where is he in 2024?
Marcus Mariota. I think I know where he is. I thought I heard about it like 2 days ago. That's why I'm like, I think I know where he is, but I don't remember.
All right.
I know it's your turn, but I'm thinking out loud.
Okay.
Like, he's still in the NFL.
All right. I'm going to go trick question. He's still with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Do you happen to know?
Marcus Mariota is Washington Commanders.
Bam!
The Commanders.
Wow.
The Commanders.
That might do me in. Wow.
I'm kicking ass and taking names.
Right. Where is Paris Campbell again?
He's with the Eagles.
There you go. Just making sure.
Does that count?
I mean, just throwing him out.
Does that count?
These are ones he should know. So, yes, it counts.
All right. Well, I have lost track of the score.
Right. It doesn't matter.
I have gotten, I think, everyone right, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm 5-5. And
no,
you
got Whitehead lost.
Oh, yeah. I got
that's
that one
right.
Wrong.
Okay. All right. Chase Young is a similar situation.
Mm.
Chase Young was at the Commanders.
Yes.
Got traded midseason.
Yes.
To the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Played in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's okay.
Where did he go?
Great, but he did not re-sign.
He went somewhere.
Where is he in 2024? Chase Young. Chase Young. I'm asking you, Evan. Chase Young.
Where did Chase Young go? Chicago Bears. Damn it. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm frozen here. I'm going to go.
You're not that good at this game.
These are good. These are like names you should know.
By the way, I started off great with Cordell Patterson.
Right.
Chase Young.
It's been a long offseason.
I mean, I gave you a hint.
You did?
Yeah.
What was the hint that you gave? Well, you gave me that he went to San Francisco, unless he re-signed.
No, he didn't.
That's right.
Hey.
Okay, so that's not really a hint. Unless there's a hidden hint.
Oh, I know the answer. Let him get it wrong and I'll steal it.
He went to the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, you didn't. No.
Listen, how could you steal one you already got wrong?
I'm going to steal it back. You got to listen to Tiki.
What?
It's very important to listen to the radio show.
I don't
it's
like
one of
this
the biggest
kid.
Things I always have to work on.
I was like, so good.
You got to listen, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I fail at it, but you're sometimes right. I listen. When I screwed up the name of this brand new segment.
New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
I initially called it New Team Who Dat. The New Orleans Saints, bitches.
There you go.
Wow.
Chase Young was with the Saints.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have I clinched losing? Or you?
Yeah, the game's over. Congratulations to me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You didn't have a single one more that you could throw at me so I could close on a high note?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
All right. Thank you. I can't go out like this.
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo quarterbacking next year?
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo going?
So nowhere's not an answer.
I was like, where?
Jimmy Garoppolo
he
is
signed somewhere, didn't he?
As a backup to Tua and the Dolphins?
Nope.
Nah.
Did you happen to know?
No, I'm going to give you a pure guess, though. It's not an AFC East team. I think I would have known that. For some reason, I think it's like an AFC West team.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, you were so close.
The Los Angeles Rams.
There it is.
Damn it.
Actually, yeah. I didn't know that at all.
All right.
Well, so here's what we've learned from
this
game.
That's the beauty of this game.
It's a great game.
And by the way, there's a lot of guys I was shocked that were still unsigned. Ryan Tannehill is not signed.
Well, what about
Xavier Howard, cornerback who was formerly with Miami. He is unsigned.
How about Simmons of Denver?
Justin Simmons is unsigned.
I was thinking about Justin Simmons recently because he is a really good player who's unsigned. And like, tell me if I'm crazy, but right. You're the Giant guys. Doesn't that make perfect sense for the New York Giants? Had a veteran safety as good as Justin Simmons?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I think it's a number thing because Justin Simmons is one of the top safeties available. At
exactly.
least last year.
Yeah.
And so I think he's going to get paid.
Yeah, they need a corner before they invest any of their cap space, honestly.
Exactly. But they need a corner before they get a safety. Justin Simmons is an odd one to me that he's still free.
Mm.
And it seems like he's going to end up being like an injury replacement. But I think he's still at the top of his game.
I think the reason he's still free is what you're alluding to, which is he's just asking for too much money.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are certain players, it's almost similar to the MLB free agency where guys wait so long. Simmons looks at himself as one of the top tight ends available and wants to get paid safety available.
Right.
And safeties just don't get paid.
No.
Like, safeties in a weird way are sort of like running backs.
Right.
They really are. They're the defensive running backs.
Certain guys will get, there's a couple that got really paid, and I'm trying to think of the one. There was one that just happened this offseason.
Xavier McKinney.
Yeah, McKinney, but a lot of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number is confusing. Like, what do we actually have to pay this guy? It's very confusing for safeties, kind of like it is for running backs.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all just witnessed the debut edition of New Team Who Dis.
One more on that note, too. I think Adoree Jackson's still unsigned.
He
too,
is.
Right? And that 100%. Was our number one corner list.
You stepped on the music that we're supposed to hear.
Mm.
Ladies
more?
And gentlemen,
right.
It's the same thing. New Team Who Dis.
Yeah. The future just told me who I was thinking of. Antoine Winfield. He got the big deal.
And for spoiler alert, if everybody enjoyed the segment, you just found Evan's excuse to play II music, and that was the real purpose of this.
Hold on a second. Now, here's the real question. Because Tommy Lugauer is the future. Now, he hopes his future is not just as a producer, not only a producer, the executive producer of this show. He hopes his future is as a big-time talk show host.
Lugie is the future of the station.
And I have the full confidence that he will be. But as of right now, I have the full confidence in him as an executive producer. So let's do this on air. Let's not even wait to do it off air. Do you think New Team Who Dis was a one-off, nice, fun diversion on an All-Star Tuesday? Or do you believe that before the NFL season starts, we should have another edition of New Team Who Dis? Before I give you my opinion or T's opinion as the executive producer, did that segment work in your mind?
Well, as the EP, as the future, I love the segment. I think we should do it again. I just have one little critique.
Go ahead.
You didn't follow a single rule that you set off beforehand.
You know whose fault that was?
Yours.
I love to take the blame on anything, but I actually have to put the blame at Tiki Barber. He's the host. He's the host of the game
show. I don't even think I knew the rules.
Maybe that's...
If we both got it wrong, Lugie was supposed to be able to
check. Oh, got
and
it.
And one
got
little
it.
Tweak I would have is you both should guess, and then we should get the answer. So if Sean gets it right, we don't know if Evan's wrong. So we want to. It's about who's wrong. We want to make fun of each other.
Right.
So you should both give answers.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that rule change. I also think we should bring it back in baseball in March.
Mm. Baseball in March?
Oh. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, for baseball, too.
Yeah, I think
on the NBA, everything. Well, oh, I NHL. Didn't
mean, what I'm telling you is just has staying power.
Yeah, I think a new team who dis. Because, look, here's the truth about
There's
this.
A lot of guys I didn't get to. Like, where is Logan Thomas playing?
Can you hold on? We can play the game next week. Play it tomorrow.
Here's the beauty of this. I do have great respect for Sean Morash as a sports fan. He knows a lot. He's what they call a sports guy. And he got, like, 40% of it right.
Yeah.
And what that shows you is not that he's an idiot. Not that he's too busy, you know, beating the crap out of possums. It's that when you're about to start a new season, none of us remember.
Right.
Like, no one.
And, but this year in particular.
Yeah.
There was a lot of movement this year.
Like, if people played that game at home and said, you know what, I want to play a new team who dis. I could do it at home. And they were writing it down. There's nobody that got 100%. Hey, maybe you did well. Maybe you got one I didn't get or one Sean didn't get. But it's a reminder that it is very tricky once you get to the precipice of a new season, especially football, because there's just more players. So, yeah, new team, who dis? We'll bring it back, and we'll do it for all sports, and there's no copyright. You can play at home. You can play with your friends. The song, though, on the other hand, that's my baby.
Trademark.
So, what's the sports network now called? The Infinity Sports Network, is that what it's called?
Yes, the sports network that we're affiliated with.
Yes. Yes, if the Infinity Sports Network wants to borrow this segment, they're allowed to. But the one thing they cannot borrow is this.
New team, who dis? New team, who dis?
We should assume any segment you come up with is accompanied by your AI music. Right. Again, in summation.
Yes. Thank you very much. Let's go to Frank. He's calling from Scotch Plains. How you doing today, Frank?
What's up, Frank?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
Evan, if you recall, you folks, earlier this summer, there was some banter going back and forth regarding C.J. Stroud's comments saying that he would rather have Eli Manning's career than Aaron Rodgers' career.
Yes. Okay,
so Evan, and I believe, Evan, I believe you were on the other side of that. You said you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers' career, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so Aaron, Evan, I submit to you this. As a Jet fan, okay, whose career would you have rather have had over the last 20 years? So basically the question is, would you have wanted the Jets to have Eli Manning and win 2 Super Bowls? Mm. Or have Aaron Rodgers and have the Jets win only 1?
Obviously, if you are asking me to choose between 2 championships and 1 championship as a fan, it's an easy answer.
But it's the same question.
No,
but it's the same question.
But it's not, because Aaron Rodgers also gets to go down as a Super Bowl champion, 1 instead of 2 as of now, but as a top 5 quarterback of all time, where Eli Manning isn't. You don't think that kind of matters a little bit to the athlete?
No, but again, the question is, Evan.
Yeah.
Evan, the question is, it's not who's the better. It's obvious that Aaron is the better quarterback.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, in the postseason, Eli wins, period.
Yeah.
Well, Eli,
Aaron didn't beat anybody.
Okay. No. But first of all, see, now you're getting below the belt on this. How about you ask Tiki? Like, I think it's a great question for you.
Yeah.
You had a Hall of Fame career. Would you rather have had less than that and won? I don't know. Like, you accomplished a lot as a player. Why would you throw that back as a player?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the difference with the Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning is that they're both Hall of Fame careers.
And they both won championships.
And they both won championships.
It's
just 2 versus 1. And so I think the other side of it is that Eli is beloved here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's like icon number 1 in New York right now.
Yeah.
And so Aaron Rodgers, I think in time, when he goes back to Green Bay, they'll love him.
Yes.
But they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yeah, but I in fairness, you know what to I that, mean? You don't think there were Giant fans who couldn't wait to get rid of Eli at the end? We don't think about that anymore.
I think
at the time,
it's different, because I think that Giant fans wanted Eli to retire. They felt like Eli was done.
Mm-hmm.
Not that go do it someplace else, but man, you just hit that point.
Isn't that kind of worse, though?
I don't know. I think it's
yeah, I don't know either, actually.
It's kind of, I think it's almost empathetic. Like, I feel bad for you, like, because you're not winning. Retire. We'll champion you forever.
Yeah.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers, it was like, I want to keep playing. Don't draft my replacement. I want to play for another 10 years.
No, and you're right. I think a lot of Packer fans were done with him on the way out, but I also agree that there's going to come a time, I don't know when it is, it's after his career is over, where he will go back and be a legend. The way Brett Favre went back and was a legend.
But Eli retired and was a legend.
No, I agree. But I also think that, like, when you win a championship as a quarterback in the NFL, it is very defining. As a quarterback, it's like an NBA star. There are certain positions in certain sports where winning a title makes and breaks you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case with every football player. I think it's the case with quarterbacks. I don't think it's the case with every baseball player. In fact, like, I don't think it's with most baseball players.
No, I think you're right about that.
So I think that once he's won,
it feels too hard.
Yeah.
And so you're not just going to, oh, you were the best player. You should have won a championship.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you're the best quarterback, you probably should have won a championship.
Absolutely. Exactly. It's kind of like I've argument about basketball players. Mm-hmm. Like if Mikal Bridges was that good, the Nets would have been a playoff team, right? So I think that with Rodgers and with Eli, they both won championships. Yes, Eli won one more. But they both won championships, and one guy had a far better NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like Rodgers didn't win any. If it's Dan Marino, maybe it's a little bit different because you don't have any.
Yeah.
Rodgers won a Super Bowl, and our last caller was going more ashy in by saying, well, who'd he beat? Really? Does it matter who you beat? Like, trust me, the Giants' first Super Bowl.
They beat the team that was in the Super Bowl.
That's all that matters.
They beat the AFC's best team that year.
That's all that matters. Like, I get it. The Giants' Super Bowl run in 2007 was the greatest Super Bowl run in the history of sports. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to tell you that. But that doesn't make it better necessarily than winning any other Super Bowl. You think any Jet fan's going to give a rat's ass if they win the Super Bowl and they never go through Kansas City because Pat Mahomes is hurt? Nobody's going to care.
No.
You think any Celtic fan cares about the easy road they had to a championship? So stop using that. That's an argument people use when they know they're losing an argument.
The only thing about... So I think when it's difficult, it's memorable. Like, honestly, just think about the Boston Celtics championship this year. I don't think I'll remember much of their run.
I agree.
It's they won that.
Right.
But I won't remember what happened in any of those games.
But Celtics will, and the Celtic fans will.
Posterity won't. Like, history won't.
But you know what? You got to use, us as an example to really drive it home. If the Mets win the World Series this year, and I'm going to tell you, it is the oddest road ever to a championship. Like, they beat the Brewers, then they upend the Cardinals as a wild card team, and then they upend just the most obscure, mediocre teams, and that's how they win a World Series. Do you think when Lugie and I wasted on the float,
not
we're going to give a rat's ass?
Not us. I'm talking about baseball history, the rest of the country. Do they remember it? Because I think you do not forget the Giants. I don't care if you live in Dubuque, Iowa. You don't forget the Giants' run.
The greatest run ever.
So
I'm with you on that.
And you know how you could tell? Because to this day and age, when people argue with you about the Giants, they'll tell you, well, Eli had his defense carry him to championships.
Yeah.
And this, that, they're forgetting that in 2011 it was a completely different scenario. Like, everybody's grouped those in because 2007 was so legendary that the other ones become an afterthought, 2011.
Look, I'll simplify it this way. Two championships is better than one championship, but one championship as a top five player of all time versus two championships with, I don't know, the 25th best quarterback of all time, I would take the top five. That's just me. More of your calls coming up. Plus, we've got a Cinco de 5-0.